Pull up with that no joke. Addicted to my man here, itching to no dope. 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, looking to discover and support local businesses in our community. Then make sure you tune in every Friday, 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the high energy that powers local businesses. Milwaukee Truth Nation, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. We got a legend in the building, Shamrock. Thank you for joining us.
What's happening? What's happening?
So we talked a little bit about Troubled Souls. Let's get into Fourth Coast, right? For those who were around, it was a time. Right? We're talking Money Eyes, rest in peace, Money Eyes, Spoiled Rotten, Loud Pack Larry, Lady J. Man, listen, the list goes on. So many people was involved with creating this, and you were the forefront of it. Let's talk about Fourth Coast, how it came about, and what that means to you.
They say the best for last.
Yes, indeed.
That's Money Eyes, you know.
Yes.
Money Eyes, Boss D, Spoiled Rotten. They, you know, me coming home, hooking up with them guys, and then it was just like, let's try to do something again to make a second wave of a push after the Troubled Soul album and all of that. It just was, wow. It was too much at too fast at one time, mm-hmm. I think, you know. That's why it didn't pan out for me, you know. Mm-hmm. But, man, that was a big wave.
It was necessary, and the impact to see. So earlier, Cuckoo was talking about how the city needs to unite and come together more. I feel like Fourth Coast was probably the first time we've ever seen so many independent artists come together under one label without any egos, without any pride, but just with the determination to say, hey, I want to make it, you want to make it, let's put it together and see what happens.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like how, you know, shout out to Tony Neal, you know, with the core retreats and, you know, giving opportunities, because people don't even really know, like, he broke Boosie and Webby at their first core retreat.
Yep. You
know? That's when you start to see them together type of things. Like, just to give that, you know, we need more of it here in the town. You know, you used to have to go and audition and pay for to be able to perform. And you had judges that was from industry or, you know, we need to get back to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So how did the Fourth Coast come about?
Was that, oh, it was just in the basement. Just hurry up and hear. Go out there and try to do something.
Yeah.
Like I said, they called me and said, in an hour, we're going to have a meeting.
Like that was all the preparation.
And then an hour, they was like, now say what you said yesterday. It's 63 people there. Like, I didn't know, you know, but that's how that happened. It just was, you know, we was all new to the, you know, internet and whatever, and that turned into the Wham Room. We had 10,000 people in the Wham Room before they was following.
Yeah, I remember the Wham Room. Yes.
You know? So like, it's just, I don't know. It was just that type of vibe. Yeah. You know what I mean? That type of wave. Like, we all moved in sync. Mm-hmm. You know.
So when you have you have experience being an independent artist, but also having a label with Troubled Souls and then Fourth Coast, how do you manage to keep artists from feeling
satisfied,
insecure, when you have so many artists on the label?
It's easy for me because I tell them, like, I work with you, mm-hmm. for you, and about you.
Yeah.
But I ain't your hoe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
If you make smoke, I'm going to make fire.
Yeah.
Make the phone ring, I can answer it.
Yeah.
I ain't got to make the phone ring and answer it. I wouldn't even need a you.
Right. Exactly.
So you got to have that determination, that will to want it for yourself, and then I can attach and help that.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me. But from ground zero to 100, it's like I don't got the time to be walking you across the street and holding your hand.
Yeah.
You got to really want this, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You saying you in the store and you saying, listen to my demo.
Yeah.
What's your name? If you ain't got no content up, you ain't serious yourself.
Yeah. How can I take you serious?
You know, if you selling t-shirts, but you ain't even got your t-shirt on.
Come on. Yep.
You know, if so it's a little bit different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to want it yourself.
Yeah.
You got to make that first effort yourself, and then people will help you, you know, with your run and your stride.
So what was the recruitment process like? Because that's we talking Baby Don Dada. We talking Lil Pac Larry, rest in peace. We talking Money Eyes, rest in peace. We talking, who else? Who am
Killer
I missing?
Killer Keem.
Tay Gutter, rest in peace.
Mr. Freeman.
Come on.
It's so many.
Yes.
Now, the recruiting, it wasn't even, it was just by word of mouth. Like, everybody wanted to be a part of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to make it like this. Together, we can do it faster.
Yeah.
Let's work.
Yep.
If it's let's work, it's less work.
If it's let's work, it's less work.
For real.
Yes, indeed.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to push all the egos to the side and come together like that. Did you see how Baby Don Dada and you had some of the awkwardest collabs?
Yeah.
In that, you know, like, you didn't even see them hang with each other.
Yeah.
And they made a whole mixtape together.
Yep.
So that.
Shout out to Soul, man. DJ Soul.
That's
listen.
Who you need to get up. Ooh, here.
He most definitely
he
was
got
the
all
Soul.
The answers to the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
The street is DJ on the city, man.
Yes.
53206, the green signs, y'all.
Yeah.
This ain't the brown signs. No shout out. No, no blocks to that. This ain't the blue signs.
It's the green signs.
It's the green signs of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Straight I remember like walking into the studio. So I wasn't a part of Fourth Coast, but I was like an honorary member of Fourth Coast. But I remember walking into the studio on Lisbon, on what is that like? Where North Avenue is. And just seeing so many artists in one room, like the top artists, and how everybody was in their own zone doing their own thing. One person over here writing, the other person over here producing. Like, it was like a factory.
Did you sign that?
I did. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's dope.
But how do we, with what today's culture and the music in Milwaukee now, how do we get that back? How do we get today's artists to want to collab at that level?
That's a question right there that it's going to take for the youngsters. We have to feel into what they feel.
Yeah.
You know, because today they pushing youngsters don't show no respect to elders.
Mm-hmm.
And then elders are scared of youngsters. So it's how, you know, we got to, you know, bridge that gap with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's easy, though. That's easy. That's no problem.
Yeah.
You know, but that sense of communication is not there.
Right.
It's not there. You know what I mean? People are afraid of it, or people saying, forget that.
Do you think it was designed that way, or do you think it's just, that's just the way it is?
No, everything is influence.
Yeah.
From what you're watching, from what you're hearing, from what you're seeing, you know, everything is an influence now.
Absolutely.
You just got to break that code and that communication of influencing.
Yeah.
And what should be and what's good and what's bad.
Yeah.
You know, your conscience should be able to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that takes experience. A lot of these kids are just this, they're kids.
Yeah.
They don't have a mature conscience yet.
Yeah. They haven't been through enough.
And they done been through so much trauma to where they don't believe in nothing right away, you know.
Yeah.
Trauma will do that to you.
Yeah. Yep. So how do you overcome it? How do you overcome the trauma enough to where you don't self-sabotage?
It's gonna take a lot of, you know how they say, a village?
Yeah.
Being around good, being around successful, welcomes people. Like, you don't wanna be around hateful people. You don't wanna be around chaotic people. You don't wanna be around always, you know, chaotic.
Yeah. That chaos and confusion.
Yeah.
I got a trick question for you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Favorite, Trouble Souls or Fourth Coast? That's not a fair question, but it's a question.
It's not a trick question. That's kind of easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Because the rear view bigger. Windshield bigger than
the rear view. Yeah. Yeah. So Fourth Coast. Guess,
yeah.
Fourth Coast.
Because it gave us another chance.
Yeah.
To be more than what. Because see, Trouble Soul, that's just like a beginning. That's like the seed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the flower.
Yeah.
I want to see the fruit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was more so of us growing. So it's, yeah, I take the later over the beginning, yeah.
Absolutely. So you've also worked with, who are some of the artists you work with here? I know you work with Cuckoo, you work with Baby Drew. Who is like your favorite artist of all time from Milwaukee to work with?
Whew. Spoiled Rotten.
Yeah, Spoiled.
Because he had
Ooh.
It so easy.
Yeah.
You know how you be, you just, he just had it so easy. Spoiled Rotten.
Yeah.
My favorite of all time.
What was it like working with Tupac, The Outlaws, Sebo?
We was trying to sweat them guys. Like,
yeah,
it was fun. It was great. You know, yeah. Like, shoot, that's how we felt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Back then it was a sparring. It was just like boxers going to the ring or going to a gym.
Yeah.
It was like, that's work.
Yep. Yeah. I see. You guys didn't see it the way that they see people now. It was like, you one of us. You do. We similar. You a human being. We doing what you do. Let's just get to it.
That's right.
Yep.
And it was it was the same respect in that. Mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't have even did the songs with us.
Like, yeah.
I could remember Noble, R.I.P. Noble.
Yeah.
Like, Noble was a cocky son.
Yeah.
He was cocky,
mm-hmm.
and had every right to be,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Shamrock in the building. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. We got some special guests and legends in the building. Shamrock is here. My brother, Lavo, Ricky Blow. What's the word?
Super cold. Super cold.
He done pulled up to the Illy Milly. What's up, Larry?
What it do?
Thank y'all so much for tapping in with us. Shout out to the chat, the Lab Effect. You want to give a shout out? He's having a camp, a football camp, that's free. For youth ages 12 through 3. From 12 to 3 at Rufus King High School tomorrow. So all of those who are listening, if your youth are in sports, make sure you take them out. Show them a good time. Get them involved in some activities. Lavo, man, listen. I'm so happy you're here. I am. It's, man, y'all don't understand. Like, we have been in the trenches together for quite some time, and we've been working at what we're doing for quite some time. So to see all of the work pay off for both of us in our respective lanes is like everything to me. Like, we not blood, but we couldn't get no thicker than blood. That's my brother.
But they say blood only make you related.
That's right. That's right. So tell us what you got going on, man. I see the Lavender clothing brand. I see you about to, I don't know if I can announce this, but I know you about to drop. You about to drop something legendary.
We trying to hold it under the wraps until it all get together. Yeah. It's a lot going on. Definitely the Lavender clothing. That's brought by me.
Yeah.
Inspired me and my brother, Big Moon. He really the one that been putting a lot of gas behind me, just saying, hey, stop playing.
Yeah.
Get it together. Like, we all want to see you win, but we can't want to see you win more than you want to see yourself win.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I love my brother for that, you know, him and everybody. So, yeah.
So take us back. Lavo, Park Lot, West Lot. Like, come on, man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Ricky Blow. Let's talk about Larry.
Talk about
Where did
everything.
It all started, and how did you become who you are today?
Man, it's crazy. It started from Big Moon. It really did, because I wasn't even rapping yet. Like, I wrote on my paper, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But, like, really, it was his cousin that I knew from all us come in the same neighborhood in Hillside, but his cousin was like, man, Larry got a book of raps. And when I seen him, he was like, man, cuz them got a studio already. They already had a studio, everything. They had the studio where you had to do one take. It wasn't no,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that punch in, like, nah. If you don't know your verse all the way, watch out.
Yeah.
You can get on the next song, man.
Yeah.
Like, and then as we developed that, we always rolled around playing Trouble Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we know word for word, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was one of our dictionary, the thesaurus, our Bible, like a rap Bible for Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was to the point where I recorded Trouble Souls album on a VCR tape just so I wouldn't lose it.
Don't tell your age without telling your age.
I'm proud of my age, man. Cause,
I know that's right.
Like what BG say, man, we outliving dummies. Yeah. We here, so
yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Yes, yeah. Indeed. So the world, those who know you know, but the world may not know, one of my greatest things when it comes to you and what I'm most proud of is how great of a father you are. Like, you are, your work, you have a great balance of your career and chasing your dreams and then allowing your children to chase theirs and support them as well. Shout out to all my nieces and nephews. But I've seen up close and personal with Kirsten in particular. She was on a dancing dial. She's still dancing. Mm-hmm. We brought her to the Iverson Classic when she was rapping. Yeah. What is that like? How do you have that balance between living out your dreams while trying to make sure that your children is able to live out theirs at the same time?
Man, it's like a blessing, you know, because I can tell you, when she was 4 years old, she was watching the Dancing Dolls TV show.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to be with them. And, you know, as parents, we're like, yeah, baby, you're gonna be with them for sure, baby. You're going to be with them. And the next year.
She was with them.
She was with them.
Yep.
She went and her tryouts, the main coach, the lady, she was like, oh, you're going to fit right in with us.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And since then, she's just been going and getting better. And, you know, like, as artists, you know, like, and Shamrock had asked me this other day, he like, do you like the studio more or do you like being on the stage?
Yeah.
And I honestly told him, I was like, man, I like being on that stage
because
I like the crowd control. Yeah. I like to see people, you know, recite my words and stuff like that. So when I seen my daughter out there performing, for hundreds of people, and it's she's not the competition. She's the one, her people, they throw the show, so they come out and show the children that's inspiring to be like them. They
how
come out and
it.
Show them how to do it, and I just see them just clapping for them, and and it's like I had that, you know, that little, you're not sad, but you get that feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, I'm about to cry, man, because it's like that's what, if I don't get it, I'm still getting it because she is feeling how it feels for a crowd to roar for her and just, man, it's something else. I can't even.
I know it. I be so happy. And then now she growing up on me. Now I'm like, I was telling Tina that the other day. Like, she getting too big. But I love to see it, and I love to see you teaching her how not to step in her way. These are, me and Shamrock was talking about this early, how y'all been on me the past week about standing in my own way and coming up with excuses. And I know from being a parent that it's extremely hard to live out your goals and try to help your children accomplish their goals as well. So today earlier we were talking about networking and relationships and the importance of that. I know that Trouble Souls played a big part, right, in your career, in you as an artist. Shamrock specifically, what is your relationship like? What did it mean to you to build that relationship so that you can become not just the artist, but the man that you are today?
It meant everything, because coming as a kid that always looked for like love from older figures and stuff like that, to sit back and listen to this album, because, you know, back then we looked at that CD and when we listened to it, Trouble Souls was on top of the world to us.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we can get to meet them one day and really, and my connections to them, like my father and my cousin was always around them already.
Yeah.
And they was with, because I used to be down there all the time, my auntie Bertha and all that. Like,
yeah.
So I was a kid, but they was developing this and I didn't even know. So by the time they did it, you know, and then, you know, Shamrock had, you know, his what he had to go through. You know what I'm saying? We patiently waited for him to come home, but the first day I was so excited to
be around
just be around him and cause you know, spoil riding and they pond and, and poker face and all them, they got to experience that guidance that he was giving them. You know, and it was like from the first day, he just right away was like, oh man, come on. It's the wing, you under it, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And,
man, I used to steal this CD from dudes. Like that one with the wings or the angel or something on the front of it. I used to steal that from dudes.
Well, he's talking about relationships. Lavo was speaking about you being one of the first people who was supporting him, right? Even with the clothing brand. What does it mean? Like, what does real support look like showing up for your people?
I mean, just like when he was, y'all was just talking about his daughter. Like, I watched him, like, front hand. Like, I'm on the phone with this dude for hours when he had her trainings and stuff. Like, me and him be on the phone with each other. Like, he in the parking lot while she had her classes and stuff. Like, just chopping it up for hours. Like, and I'm just, he giving me game. I'm giving him game. Like, he pushing me, telling me, like, I'm just telling him, like, bro, you got all the tools. Like, really, like, we need you. Like, we need you more than you need us. I tell him every day. Like, I text him and tell him. He know I be on him. But he pushed me too, though. Like, real brother. Like,
when I first started hanging around him into what, like what he said, everything he said, you felt it instantly. Like, what he just described, you felt it. It was no, it wasn't no, can I hang out? It was like, I'm already here. You know, I ain't going nowhere either. You know, like, you couldn't deny it. You couldn't put him out. You know what I mean? Out the studio. I'm getting on that song. I'm getting on this. He was sitting there writing on it. I'm getting on this. So like, and I saw that. I saw that will. You know how you could just look yourself in the eyes and say like, dang.
That.
And I called him the underdog.
Yeah.
I told him then.
Yeah.
You know.
Larry, work ethic. I'm sorry, Leva. Your work ethic is amazing. I've had the opportunity to build with you, and I'm glad. Like, a lot of people don't hear these stories, but when I was rapping, I wanted to live in Atlanta so bad. You know, I went down there, was rocking with Zaytoven and all of them, and I'm like, I got to move here. But I was a single mom, 22, 23 years old with two children, and I didn't have support. But I went to Atlanta. Lavo, shout out to Sis Tina. They open their doors for me. They open granny doors. Whatever, whatever it is they can do to make sure that I was able to get to where I needed to go, they did it for me. They showed up for me. They didn't ask for anything in return. And we've been rocking and rolling ever since. And I want to, we talk about it, but I want to publicly say thank you for that, because I don't know if I would have gotten far as I have had I not had y'all as my support system, where I can call at any given time and say, man, I'm trying to come there and work. Come on, sus. That's what he said. Come on, sus. We always rocking out. Those relationships is important. So I appreciate you. I got to give you your flowers for that. But also, too, because I do feel like you are the underdog. Your flow is one of the sickest flows that we've ever seen in Milwaukee. I'm excited to hear the music that you're working on. Can you touch a little bit on what you have up and coming?
So I guess, well, look, I could touch on a little of it.
You ain't got to give him the whole recipe.
Okay, so producer from here, 40 Mil.
Shout out 40.
Yeah, shout out to 40 Mil. We've been putting a lot of stuff together, like just building my sound, building our sound together. You know what I mean? And to work with a real producer and not just a beat maker,
because
that's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, we talk, just like me and Big Moon, we talk on the phone for hours, and it's like, yo, bro, I heard the verse on this song. Maybe you could go back and do this and do that and do this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so we formulated. We got two projects out, Milwaukee in the 90s, where I pay homage to every artist that I feel like made an impact on me.
That's dope. Shout out, man. That made a lot of, you know what I mean, a lot of noise out here in the streets, too.
And man.
That's dope.
We got that one. We got Another Level, where it's a digital cassette.
So
it's a one play. You got to play it all the way through. Ain't no skips.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know, so because I want to go like, man, I want to do a cassette tape. But the only way to do it is to do a digital is just make a one play.
Yeah.
So I call it, you know, so a crazy thing about that is earlier today when I was at the airport, I got to Chicago at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get my rental car until 10. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm dozing off by the window and I'm dozing off. Bro, I look to my side and it's Eric Sherman, dog.
What?
Yes. Because when I look, I'm like, that it looked like him, but I ain't, that ain't him. But then I seen his eyes. I was like, that's dog.
Yeah. The green eyes.
I seen no green eyes. I'm like, that's dog. So I'm like, nah, Lavo, just calm down. Don't be too woo-woo, like too fanned out or whatever. Just let dude be, you know, let him be at peace with. But he had the Kanye bob over there, like, I'm like.
He was in it.
Yeah, he had the Kanye bob. I'm like, I got to.
Yeah.
And like, and that's the thing about dealing with pride, because I'm
come
like,
on,
man, I'm going to just let him be. But then I say, you know what, Lavo? You got to.
Yeah.
Even if he just listened to it, mm-hmm. that's all you need. You don't want nothing else. Just to spread that word.
Yes.
And I had to gather myself together and stuff. You know, poke my chest out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I walked over to him and he looked at me and I just put my hand out and I'm thinking about, because I had just watched the interview with him talking about Pac.
Yeah.
So I just instantly was like, what's up, man? My name Lavo, man. I know who you is, but I ain't trying to, you know, too much or whatever. And I was like, hun, I already had the screen ready for him. And I was like, here, man, just take a picture of my phone real quick. And when you get time, just gonna play that album. And he's like, oh, another level? Okay, I'm gonna play it when I get on the plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, bet. And then I left. Yeah. And I was like, man, what if I wouldn't have did that, even if nothing comes up out of that, it built something else in me again to say, you gotta be uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We just said that.
We just
gotta
said
be
that.
Uncomfortable. So
don't step in your own way.
Yeah, because I was in my own way for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, he said, don't go bother him. Like, don't, you know what I mean? And I'm like.
Because if you didn't do that, I would have got on you all the jap I've been getting all week about stepping in my way. And no, man, listen, sometimes when you plant those seeds, it's not just even for you, it's for everybody else. Yeah. You know, it may be something on that album that he needs to hear for himself, right? And having an encounter like that, he's not somebody you run into every day.
Yeah,
that's that networking piece.
Yeah, he's a staple of the game. Like he's a OG.
Absolutely.
And that's what I've been like going for lately. Like in my universe, I've just been wanting to nothing but OGs around me. You know what I mean? So it was like, man.
I love that our generation feels the need and make it important to pay homage, right? And we was talking about this the other day too, because a lot of my stuff is not online anymore. I scrubbed it, right? And then when you brought it up, like, how is anybody going to know the work you put in if they don't see it? They thinking that the female rappers just started here. No, it started before me. It started with Gold Digga, with Shag G, you know what I'm saying, with Nina Boss. Like, it started with so many different people. So that's important, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back from break. We're going to dig into the nitty-gritty, right? You ready? You ready? Let's go. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. 101.7 The Truth. The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth, as well as Tap In MKE. We got a legend in the building, man. This one personal, man. This is my brother. This is my big bro. Lavo, a.k.a. Ricky Blow. Big Moon in the building, too. What's the word, y'all? How y'all feeling?
We back.
Feeling good.
So today we've been talking about relationships, about networking, about all of that stuff. And one of the things that I do want to touch on when it comes to building with people and having people around you that's important, it all starts from you. It starts from what make you the way you are, your character, your morals, your integrity, what you believe in. Who made Lavo the way he is? What happened? What happened in your life? How did you transition from this person to becoming the man that you are today?
It's a long journey, you know. It ain't just been me, it's been a lot of people in my life that, you know, and trauma that I went through.
Yes.
You know, in different stages. You know, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I always had somebody to look up to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, something tragically happened and it's like, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to, like, try to figure out a way to kind of, like, cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And a lot of it is, like my defense mechanism is kind of like finding somebody or looking for somebody to look for that exact person again.
Yeah.
But you could never find that.
Yeah.
So I did lose, me and Big Moon, we lost our brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he was everything to us.
Yeah.
You know, to where we didn't move without him.
Yeah.
Like, if you seen him, you seen us, or we was always close. And then we had fathers, but they wasn't like
active
like that in our lives. So like, we was teaching each other, and he was our bigger brother. So a lot of things that we didn't know, he would be learning it from his OGs or whatever, and he would bring it back to us.
Yeah.
So that was like our guidance, like, you know what I'm saying? So he ended up passing away 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my life really, you know, just like took a turn to where I was like really, really lost.
Yeah.
And I can even say that because we also got another brother named Cheese. And like me and Cheese was never the same. Even when because we have talks,
mm-hmm.
and it's like we still haven't healed
yeah.
from that.
Yeah.
And we try to figure it out because it's like, man, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Where are we going? And that's when I really, like, dug into the music and just, you know, trying to find a way to escape from feeling like, man, what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
But I want to say, but through all your transitions, ever since I knew Laugh, he always been this type of person that having, like, good spirit, like, good hearted, no matter what he was doing. Yeah. Like, out of all of us through our circle, like, he was our, like, our good boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really wanted him to stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, things take the course of, you know, things happen. But always, he was the type of person that would help you, be there for you, person that you could talk to or anything like that. He always had a good spirit, no matter what the situation was. Whether he was working the job or in the streets, he been this type of person. He just elevated, and we learned from that situation when we lost our brother, and it just taught us how to move different and just how to lean on each other.
Yeah.
But we still mourn in that situation, but it turned us over from boys to men, because that was like one of our first big losses.
Yeah.
So, but that, it kind of walked us into manhood, and like, even when we were still dabbling, like, he walked away from that street life, and but we could always call Laugh and, you know what I'm saying, get some advice or talk to him. Like, we'd be on the phone with this guy from, I was in Atlanta.
I know it. I
got on the plane to come see this guy, like.
So
many times. Like, I'm telling him, like, no, I'm going to come. Like, even when he got a load of clothes to come, I'm like, no, I'm going to fly there and we're going to dry the clothes back.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going to save some money because we ain't, you know what I'm saying, them clothes too big. It don't make sense to fly all them clothes there and then we ain't making the money. You got to pay for all this luggage. It's come there. I'm going to buy a ticket. We're going to dry the clothes back.
It's teamwork.
And I don't want nothing.
And I can attest to that. I love that, like, your outlook and your energy, no matter if a situation is bad or not, is always light, like as light as a feather. Like, man, sis, you know what? You just gotta, you know, you start smiling. But we need that. We need that end to come from the trauma that you came from and dealing with the things that you dealt with to still say, you know what? I'm gonna find a way. That's something that I feel like this generation lost hope with, right?
Yeah.
It's like they feel defeated. Almost.
Yeah.
What do you do, or what are some of the things you do to keep your mind focused so that you don't fall back into the same patterns when you want to give up?
My main thing, depending on the situation, I always think about my jail time when I went to jail. I'm not going to lie. Because
I know that's right.
I was on probation since I was 12, all the way until I was 28. You know, it went from probation to parole.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'll be out 6 months. I'll be gone 19 months.
Yeah.
I'll be gone 3 months. Yeah. Get back on there like, what happened to L? Oh, man, L locked up again. Like, so in my very last one, I learned about consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as younger people, our generation now, they don't understand the consequences.
Yes.
So they do and they do and they do until they had enough. And see, me, the consequences of sitting there and somebody treating me any type of way that they want to treat me, like, I went to boot camp.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that was the final straw. Because boot camp, you have to ask permission to speak. You have to ask permission to yawn.
Yeah.
You have to ask permission to, like, pass gas. Like, that,
yeah.
t- to me, that just don't. It's like, okay.
This ain't for me.
Yeah, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
You know, I got out for a little while and it was like, you know, it was like a movie when I got out because everybody was doing good and, you know, doing good in the wrong ways, but they was doing good. And it was like, yo, we ready for you now, baby. What's up? Let's go. And I'm like, man, I just told myself because I made a promise. I was like, I can't do this. If I do this, I know him upstairs, he going to get me.
Yes.
So DJ Soul and Business Boy was in Atlanta. Yeah. They're like, yo, man, come down. Ooh. And I'm like, perfect. Okay. And when I did it, it took me away from it, but I did miss my brothers so much. Like, it tore me up. And it turned me into I won't say it turned me into a different person, but I transitioned into another way of thinking and living.
Yeah.
So I would look at my brothers from afar and feel left out.
Yeah.
And I would feel like they probably don't want me to come back or they feel like I left
like
them.
Like survivor's remorse.
Yeah. And it's like, what he doing? Why he ain't, my bro ain't come back? Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And the same thing, I'm sitting there up there like, man, they ain't gonna call me.
Yeah.
And they got new cars. Yeah. They got new everything. Ain't nobody called me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They out there living good, but it was the choice that I made to get my life together because I was already, my path was jail or I was gonna be dead.
Yeah.
Because we were seeing it every day.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so normal to us.
Yeah. Like how it is generation. Yeah.
It was just, you see guns, you see stuff, and it was just an everyday thing to us. We were just numb.
So it takes a lot to be pulled out of that environment first mentally in order to say, I want to change my environment, right?
Yeah, you want to be taken from it.
You
got to be taken from it. And it also, you got to pay attention to the signs. Because when you're going to know when you want it, because that's the thing. Like, some people have to want to change.
Yes, yes.
Somebody can tell you to change. All like you know, we had grandparents and uncles. Hey, boy, you better stop doing that. And we messed that up, old head.
Yeah,
you know, and they was telling us right.
Yeah,
but you get to that point where you be like, man.
Yep.
Man, uncle was right.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to teach my students now. Don't wait until it happens. If I'm giving you the game and the blueprint now, I'm telling you to make sure you don't go through what I went through. But one of the things I want to touch on that you mentioned that is so imperative, especially to the young generation, is it always has to be one. There needs to be one person who is willing to risk and sacrifice going away to make a way for everybody else. Mm-hmm. And in your circle, you have to determine, like you mentioned, we know that level like this, so we need to keep him over here. You have to have that discernment and you have to have that. You can't have ego and pride. You have to understand it enough to say, this is our person that is going to do this. This is our person that does that. Yeah. Don't influence him or her to do anything because they're going to be the reason that we need to get to where we need to go. You know, if all of us, I just said it yesterday to Shamrock, if everybody is partying, who praying? Right? My anointing is different now. The woman I am today now is not who I used to be. So the people around me, I need that protection. Like, nah, Jazzy can't be this type of way because God listened to her differently now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So protect your people when they are trying to evolve and trying to make a way and they're trying to change the circumstances. Don't get bitter about it. Are you trying to, you know, leave us for the birds? No. Give them that motivation so they can be whatever it is that they need to be. We got to go to break. We got Lavo in the building. Big Mo here. Milwaukee, it's time. We tapping in 101.7 The Truth.
Show it with someone.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, man. I'm sitting here talking to my brother. My brother, Lavo. Welcome back home, man.
Hey, I'm here.
Welcome back to the crib, man. Big Moon, what it do?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the word? So listen, before we left off, we were talking about the situations that made you transition from who you used to be into who you are now. And again, for those who are just joining, I was mentioning earlier how proud I hate that word proud, but I am extremely happy to see who you are over this past, over the decade, just who you become, the father, the man, the entrepreneur, all of the above. And you are the true definition of not allowing your circumstances to dictate and determine your future, yeah, where it is that you want to go. What are some things that you have going on right now, and what is some advice you want to give to the younger generation?
I'll start with advice. Believe in yourself. I know that's cliche, but believe in yourself and don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Don't tell yourself no either, because yeah, that's where it started.
Yep.
You know, because you tell yourself no, or you say, oh, maybe if I wait till I do this, and if I do, just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Don't stop. And another thing is, respect go a long way.
Absolutely.
So if you out there and you feel like nobody respects you, maybe you should start by just, you know, serving respect to the elders and just people around you.
Yeah.
And it'll come back tenfold, man.
Yeah.
It definitely will.
Yep, especially serving the elders.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, serving the elders and just really respect it, because it's all about what you bring into your universe. Like, everybody around you or the people around you could be going through something, but if you allow yourself to go through that, then that's what's going to happen. But if you wake up every day and you say, man, I'm going to feel good today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got to put on that gray shirt that you like, yeah, to feel good, put on that gray shirt.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, just feel good every day, you know.
Let's talk about this lab. Listen, I am so excited. I finally get some lavender merch this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Doing a little photo shoot and everything, man. Listen, I've been watching the buildup of it. It is amazing. The quality, everything. Talk to us about that entrepreneurship, how you got into that, and what is it looking like for the lavender brand overall?
What, can I kick that off and hand that to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to touch on that, because like how it all happened was crazy, because I called him up and, because his birthday was approaching in like 45 days or uh-huh, something. So I'm like, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do something for you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get everybody together and do something for you, man, and just sit down. So I put together a dinner with all the guys and got a caterer and rented out a hall and everything like that. So, but I got that situated, and then I'm like, man, like, what we gonna do, man?
Yeah. Because
he had already came to Milwaukee before, and then he had this shirt with lavender on there and stuff. So when we talking and we planning out the dinner and stuff, so I'm like, man, I'm shooting some ideas at him. I'm like, man, you should do this, man. Like, you should do this. I'm like, you should put this on the back of the shirts. And he like, dog, like, we always talk for hours.
Yeah.
So laugh, like, man, dog, he like, dog, that I'm doing that. Yeah. Like, we coming here, like, like, we doing that. I'm finna make up all the shirts for the guys, and we gonna wear this at the dinner, and like, man, and then like, I put all the guys together, make sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, promoted and spent some money. I'm like, hey, this is what we doing, man. Bro got this going on. The rest was history. Everybody been supporting him ever since. Like, he came up here, he put it into play, like, but just, yeah.
Let's do it. That's, come on, man.
That's definitely
all
what it
takes
did.
Is a couple words of inspiration, man, and you can bring that. You can get paid for your thoughts.
Yeah,
promise you.
You can. You just got to keep pushing them.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Man? Just keep pushing them. But like he said, it started from a idea of me just coming to do an interview and wearing something, and they was like, "Yo, let me get that off your back, man. What's that?" You know, and then we just, you know what I mean, we took off, and I just. When I do it, I tell a story with the clothes and stuff like that. So everything is made off my hand. It's not manufactured by anybody else.
Yeah.
I do it with my hands, with my ideas. I call my brother, hey, what you think about this, Moon? What you think about that? You know, and then we just go from there.
Make sure y'all support that, man.
Lavender with two V's. It's two V's. Lavender.
Yes, indeed. Y'all want to give some shout outs before we introduce this record?
Yeah.
First, I just want to say this. A lot of people know me as Big Moon, but the things I'm doing right now is just so great for the community. I work with, I don't know if you heard of West Care, Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Travis Landry.
That's my boss. Just left a meeting with him before I came here with him. So I'm a prevention specialist with West Care, Wisconsin, and I work with the kids every day. This is what I do. I get up and go to work. I got a group of kids that I work with from Monday to Friday, the Earn and Learn kids, and I just got them following me around, and I got them working and helping. If whatever we could do, we cleaning the community. We are doing canvassing for aldermen, whatever we could do for the community. But this is the type of work I do, and like I'm proud of it. Like I got people calling me right now because I got a billboard up on like 32nd and Capitol with some of my coworkers, and people calling me like, "Man, I ain't know you did this and that," because like I just do me and keep moving. But I'm servicing the community in a whole different way right now. Like my brothers and them know, like, I got all type of things going on right now, but that's one of the most things I'm proud of right now. It's like I got my hands on these kids, and I'm trying to teach them something totally different from what we came up through.
Yes. Like, shout out to you for that. Yeah. For real. That's amazing. That is so amazing. And shout out to West Care and everybody over there as well. Labo, you got some shout outs?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout out, man. I was trying to get my people. He's standing right there, man. I'm just trying to get him in here, man. Give him, let him get this drop, man. He's right there. Is it any way possible, really quick?
We got 4 minutes. Yep.
4 minutes?
Really two.
2 minutes.
And we got to play a song.
I'll cut my song if he can come in.
Okay. What's your shout outs?
I want to shout out Parkline Projects.
I want to shout out all my brothers, man. Yeah, shout out Big C, the whole blessed team, man. Shout out Jordo. Shout out Snoop. Shout out Cheese, Rocco, DJ. Shout out everybody, man. Everybody, man.
Shout out everybody. Shout out my cousin Preacher. Shout out my cousin Mark B. Shout out to my Uncle Butler and AZ. Shout out to my nigga.
It's okay.
Shout out to my boy Block.
Believe it or not, nigga is the only cuss word that you can say on radio.
But that's crazy.
Don't abuse
but
it.
But I ain't going to never abuse it. I don't want to do that.
You ain't got a freak out.
So I'll bring that back. Shout out to my boy in Atlanta, Block 125.
Yeah.
My boy Stoney. My boy Lil Boo in California. Shout out to Business Boy, too. DJ Soul.
Shout out to Business Boy.
Shout out to Baby Drew.
Yes, indeed.
Go Fangers. What's happening?
Man, listen, shout out to Aunt Cuckoo Cow for stopping in today. Shout out to Shamrock, as well as Double XL, man. Shout out to my brother. Again, I am extremely happy for you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you made a stop back to the crib. Came, did this interview. I want you to keep going. Don't stop. Introduce this
shout
record, man.
Shout out to Lil Kiwi, man.
Introduce this record. Yeah, shout out to my niece, Kirsten, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shout out Kiwi.
Yeah.
What's this record we getting into?
This song is just a tribute, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
That's the Milwaukee's in the 90s. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Y'all heard it here. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Make sure you tap in tomorrow for the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Right? We'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Do not touch that dial. Check this song out, my brother Lavo. Let's go. Remember drinking water out the green water hose. Mama jokes will get you black eyes and bloody nose. Her sister in the kitchen doing brazen finger waves. Shirt off, trying to flex. Mama yelling, go play. Check